Welcome to the Golden Mike Podcast, where personal growth simply isn't enough. I'm your host, Mark Cordone, a positive psychology coach, a do-gooder from the island of Misfit Toys, who founded the Joy Revolution. Each week, I'll rap with an extraordinary guest doing extraordinary things through their own revolutionary work to talk about the ups, downs, and all arounds of life. It's my mission to provoke and empower you through increased joy and inspire you to spark your own revolution to change history for the better. Welcome to the most serious happiness podcast in this multiverse. Welcome to the Golden Mike Podcast. All right, guys, what a shaking. It's Mark Cordone again. Golden Mike Podcast. I am so thrilled that I have been tapped by the good folks at TEDx Ocala to be interviewing the voices of TEDx Ocala for 2020. Today, we have Courtney with us today, Courtney Epps, whose mission is to teach more people on how to free up money through tax strategy so that we can help more, have more, and so that we can live more. I love that. Living more, like having more. It's great to have you on the Golden Mike, Courtney.
Well, I'm super excited to be here, and I can't wait to hear what how amazing you're going to make me sound here.
Oh, it's we don't even have to. We don't even have to edit this. But even before we go into your passion for tax, you were born now in South Carolina.
Yes.
Right? And when you were growing up, smaller Courtney, was it your sort of thing to want to be in tax when you were younger?
No, not at all. I mean, I honestly wanted to be an anesthesiologist until a couple months before I went off to college. And so I fell in love and decided with a guy and decided to tell my parents that I wasn't going. And I mean, accounting honestly was just like, I knew business was definitely my next step instead of being a doctor. And accounting was the highest paid career. And I hated it for about 16 years until I fell in love with the superpower of freeing up money for people.
Okay. Now, so was it the boy, or was it something else that did you didn't want to become a doctor for?
Well, I mean, I was about 5 years away from being a doctor, and it was like my whole life, that was what I wanted to do. But I just really wanted to help people. And so that to me was a way to do it. And now I figured out a way to help people that I can be a business owner and I could run the show. And I have for the last 19 years. So I would never have been happy being a doctor.
Sure. Gotcha. Now, I know you've been a business owner for 19 years. You've also lost a business.
Yes, I have a couple businesses, but one very big one.
Okay. And that was, I think that was one 10 years ago?
Yes.
Or before 10 years ago?
Yeah, okay. It was 10 years ago, and the guy sold it to, I put it up for sale because I was going through some issues in my personal life, custody battle, and I decided to put it up for sale, and the guy showed up and, you know, flew in on his plane and drove in his Porsche and told me everything I wanted to hear, and 4 months later, he stopped paying me, and I had no business, and I was $250,000 in debt. I had a five-year non-compete in the entire state of South Carolina for anything involving insurance and accounting, and although it wouldn't have held up, I was unemployable, and I couldn't start over, I felt, at that point, so I kind of hit rock bottom, and to top it off, I could not even file bankruptcy. I had to voluntarily withdraw my bankruptcy because who knew that you could actually not afford to file bankruptcy in this country?
I had no idea, which is why I'm going to be in your TEDx taking notes, because that's not something that I want. Now, this wasn't the same guy that showed up in your when you went to undergrad, was it?
No.
This was a different person. And I am curious. A lot of people talk about the rock bottom moments really being this galvanizing piece of building resilience or that missing piece, giving you that edge. What would you say was the biggest life lessons that you took from that?
You know, my biggest thing, I have six children, and it actually a year later, I sent him a text message and told him thank you for what he'd done for me, that he actually allowed me to be able to walk away from the 3,500 clients that I had. I was stressed out. I was working 100 hours a week. I was away from my kids. And when I lost my business, I was able to go back home and work with them. And it gave me a new light on life, that I was actually able to build a home-based business and be a professional all at the same time. So it didn't fully grasp. It took me about 6 years before I was even willing to think about becoming a professional again, that I would do accounting on the side. And, you know, I just try to do anything but accounting, because I was
stung a little.
Yeah. I was scared it was going to be taken away. And I showed up to a Tony Robbins event, and I realized one of the things that he said is that if you allow yourself to stay a failure, then you'll always be a failure to your children if you don't try again. And that stuff would be a little bit more.
So he was talking about self-sabotage.
Yes, I was massively. Every time I would feel like I was getting to a point where I could grow my practice and do it full-time, I would sabotage myself, and I had massive limiting beliefs, and because I was scared that I would make a decision and fail again, and I was undervaluing myself. So I was getting the wrong clients. I was getting the wrong people in my life.
That is really interesting, because, you know, you think about this idea of self-sabotage, and it happens to everybody.
Yes.
It's not just a small group of people that self-sabotage would happen to. I am curious, what got you out of self-sabotage?
Honestly, May of 2017 was a really big turning point for me. We were living in a house that was infested with mold, and I was starting to lose my memory, and I had a lot of medical issues. And so the only other thing that I was doing was I was involved in a network marketing company, and it was nutrition, and I kind of stopped doing that. And then we had a personal issue with one of our children, and I just stopped. I just shut down for about 6 weeks. And it was the first time in my life, like even losing my business 10 years ago, I never stopped, because it's like, there's no option. Like when somebody says, well, how did you get through it? Like, I have to feed my kids. Like, what do you mean? Like, you just do it. And, you know, at that point, I just really shut down for a good 6 weeks. And fortunately, I was on my way back from Atlanta to Greenville, where I live now. And I saw a billboard that had Tony Robbins on it. And I'm like, you know, I don't know how much that event is, but I've got to go. Like, I've got to get myself together. And because my husband's a stay-at-home dad. So he was like, amazing. You know, we were not creating income. So
amazing.
Yeah, it was. So I went to that event. It was actually an NAC event, and it was only about 4 hours of Tony being in that room. And he talked, you know, and I just understood. I felt like he was talking to me. And I learned those three things: the self-sabotage, the limiting beliefs, I was undervaluing myself. And the last thing was, I think maybe the biggest, is that I was choosing to be miserable and unhappy. And when I realized that I was choosing that, I mean, like, who would, you know, openly choose to be miserable? And so I decided that there was something I could do about it. And literally the next day, I got $6,000 a month in accounting clients, and everything.
The next day.
Yeah.
Okay. did you walk through the fire for that one?
Not that event. Like, that was at UPW. That was my third event that I went to for Tony. But this was just more along the lines of just helping people understand that you have the ability to get out of anything that you're dealing with. But it first starts with your mindset.
Oh my gosh, I so agree with that. I so agree with that. And what's really interesting about it is that so many people think that limiting beliefs, choice, self-sabotage is going to take years of work.
Yes.
And oftentimes all you need is that spark moment. And it sounds like that's one of the things that happened with you is this spark moment.
That's true. And, you know, my husband believed in me. You know, one of the things that we've had, you know, numerous conversations around is like, you know, Courtney, we could have made it necessarily without Tony. Like, you don't give yourself the credit. And I said, the thing is like, it would have taken years and for me to get myself back to a place that I am today. And now our business has grown 30 times since that day.
Now, was your husband at first when you were going to the Tony Robbins event like, "What are you doing? We need to hold on to our money."
He didn't fully understand it at all. You know, I ended up actually signed up as a platinum partner with Tony back last January. I started and you know, and I went to all the events myself. He didn't know about it. I didn't tell him for about 4 days because he would not have understood. But it was something that I knew that I had to do for myself. And now I can help other people get through things that they never thought possible because I understand it and I understand how to help them. And so it's been extremely instrumental for me and for our business to be able to get to a point to go from, you know, $79,000 a year is what I made the year before Tony to $2 million today. And that was three years ago.
Sister, preach.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things for me has been, I've come from a family that is very work hard, and then you retire.
Yes.
The immigrant labor story, right?
Yes.
And so when I went into positive psychology and coaching, they were like, that's not, they couldn't comprehend it, right? They were like, what, who, when, what, you know, and the price tag. And one of the things I had to do was just look them in the eye and say, you have to trust me.
Correct.
You have to trust me because I've got this path that I'm going on and I trust that path. And as long as I trust that path, everything will be fine.
Yes.
And I feel that same kind of kindred spirit with you, like when you spoke with your husband about it. And then it's like, oh, yeah, you were right, Courtney.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about this. This idea of why would you be brain dead not to own a business and how creating social business truly changes everything and allows you to skyrocket to business along with changing the world at the same time. I'm loving this because that's really the mission of my business is personal growth and also changing the landscape in a positive way. So like when you throw that question out, why would you be brain dead? So like I'm using your own show notes, baby. Like, why would you be brain dead about that? Talk to me.
One of the biggest reasons, and most people don't realize this, but that the average household in America makes $60,000 a year and they pay on average of $14,000 in taxes, which leaves them with a take home of $46,000. And the problem with that is that the cost of living on average in America is $53,000. So the average household is going in debt $7,000 a year to work 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year to take 2 weeks paid vacation. And one of the things that I realized is that, unfortunately, I lost my business. Fortunately, I had a non-compete for 5 years. So fortunately, I got involved in network marketing. I'm not involved in it today. I'm a huge advocate for the home-based business industry, whatever that looks like for you. But I did 900 tax returns for people in the industry when I was involved in it. And I didn't do them to show them like how much money I could save them in taxes. I did it to show them how beneficial it was to have a home-based business. And I would show them where they were prior to their home-based business and where they were, regardless if they made money or not, It was the ability that they could take advantage of living expenses and be able to redirect those into business expenses and have massive tax deductions. So I came to the conclusion out of those 900 tax returns that I could save on average of $4,000 to $7,000 a year in taxes. And so when I heard those statistics that I shared with you, that came from Grant Cardone, and I put the two together. I put together what I'd learned while I was in the network marketing space doing taxes. And I'm like, oh my God, I could truly change the world, because you can tell people all day long that they need something, but if you can't show them how to free up the money, that then they can't take advantage of it. And 46% of Americans don't have an extra $400 to their name, and 69% don't have an extra $1,000 to their name. So for me, it was like, okay, that's first and foremost. You would literally be brain dead to continue to go in debt further and further every single year. And so if you had some sort of home-based business, whether you made money or not in it, as long as you attempt to earn an income, you can now redirect what you're already spending money on, your living expenses, turn those into business expenses, and have access to massive tax deductions. So that's why I believe that.
And this is before, this is pre-COVID that you've been talking about this. Now, given the circumstances of what's going on right now, would you say that this is almost the rise of the home social business now?
It's a necessity. I mean, you know, 40% of Americans making under 40 grand a year lost their jobs during COVID. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's not you having to go out and get, and here's the cool part. You could make an extra $500 a month in some sort of home-based business, and that be equivalent to bringing home an extra $10,000 a year. So you'd have to make around $7 an hour to be equivalent to the take-home money that you would get by just having a home-based business make an extra $500 a month. And the reason why, it's like a double whammy. You're not only making extra money eventually as you learn and grow and you're around the right people and you're getting the personal growth and development that you need, and you've got people who are willing to teach you how to get where they've gotten, which condenses time, but you're also able to take advantage of these tax deductions along with making extra money. And those two combined, you're actually on paper, it's like President Trump just the last couple of days. You know, I've been sharing people with to help them understand, like, he's the purpose of being a business owner, like, is for us to show the least amount of income on paper so that we pay the least amount in taxes so that we can push money back in our company and we can hire more employees. So there's always more money left over so that we can hire more people to work for us. Like, that's the reason why we become business owners. We want to help more people, which in turn, you know, allows us to have more tax deductions along the way. So for me, it is a no-brainer. Like, it's something that you can spend 3 to 5 days a week doing for 45 minutes a day. And just the sheer attempt of earning an income, meaning opening your mouth and sharing with someone what you're doing, that allows you to take advantage of massive tax deductions.
Like what I'm doing right here with this podcast.
That's right. Exactly. Same thing with me, you know? And it's like everything I'm looking at, you know, I've got a camera, I've got lights, I've got a little snowball here. I've got a laptop. And before, I mean, I was able to build my accounting practice back up through my house, and actually code enforcement came to my house last year and they said, you can't have 13 employees working from your home. And I'm like, but I really don't want to relocate. Like, so they're like, you don't have a choice at this point. And I'm like, they're like, you can stay, but they have to go. So I had like, it wasn't a sweatshop, but when you walked in the door, it sure did look like it. They were just doing taxes.
Just
I didn't have young kids.
On the Filipino party.
Yes. Well, I mean, I had my 6 kids there. We homeschool all of them. And I had my 13 employees. I had my dog. I had my husband. Like, it was crazy.
Amazing. Amazing. We just need to start a band now. And
exactly.
Everything is good. Hey, it's Mark. I hope you're digging the Golden Mike podcast. If you have or are just starting your own revolution fueled by joy, there's a site I created for you. If you, like me, believe that personal growth is simply not enough, if you, like me, are committed to changing history for the better in both micro and macro ways, check out joyrevolution.com. In there, you'll find an archive of our over 200 Golden Mike Live Facebook shows and, of course, our podcast that you're currently listening to. Check out the blogs highlighting how positive psychology and joy theory apply to your everyday life. There's even some cool clips from our Joy Revolution course geared towards influencers, speakers, writers, and change agents. It's all there. Go to joyrevolution.com. That's joyrevolution.com. Let's get back to the episode. Now, there's more to you than saving money,
yes.
Right? I'm getting to know you through this interview, but also at the same time, we're talking about feeding more children,
yes.
Safe drinking water. That is something that the changing of the world part and saving money part now begins to make sense to me, because you're not only saving, money, but you're also doing things. You're doing what Aristotle calls good work.
Yes.
So with the drinking water, with working with children, has that been something that you've always been doing since you met that boy in college, or or was it something that after Tony, you saw Tony and did something snap?
No, and honestly, that boy in college, I ended up marrying.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I had three children with him, and we ended up getting a divorce, 15 years ago. So I'm remarried now, which is really amazing. And, we have an amazing family. We have five teenagers and a seven-year-old. So
that's super, got sitcom written all over it.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, if you show up at my house, you could get lots of content, make lots of money, I'm sure, too. So with, 2 years ago, honestly, the network marketing company that I was involved in prior, mm-hmm. I fell in love with the fact that they had something called a social business. And a social business is where you do kind of Tom Shoes, Warby Parker, buy one, give one model. Yep. And I fell in love with what they were doing, but because we'd had a lot of issues with mold exposure, we lived in a hotel for 45 days 3 years ago, and we had to move out of the home that we lived in, and we lost everything. And I lost my memory for about 6.5 months. And so I was regrouping, we had to make money fast because we had to replace everything we'd ever owned. Yeah. And so I couldn't go back to that company, and I felt like I needed to really focus on freeing up money. But I loved what they were doing.
Why couldn't you go back?
Well, because I couldn't make money fast enough.
I could
make money, but it took time to build it up, and I didn't have that kind of time.
Gotcha.
And so with my accounting practice, I was like, it's really time to focus and do that full time and be very serious about it. And then if I ever wanted to go back to network marketing, I could. And so I went to a company event. I'd learned a lot about my health and nutrition from that company. And so there was this travel agency that stood up and said, hey, if you spend $100 with us, we will provide nourishment for a child for a month. And, I just reached out to the founder of the nonprofit that they were working alongside. And I said, hey, how much does it cost to provide nourishment for a child? And he said, it's $2. And I'm like, $2 a day? And he's like, no, it's $2 a month. And
have mercy.
I'm like, that's insane. And, at that point, I remembered tax season that year that I was sitting and typing on a computer. And it's one thing to free up money for people. It's another thing to free save a child.
Yeah.
And so I just started tapping away. And, I don't know if you know this, but every 6 seconds, a child dies of malnutrition. Mm-hmm. And that's 8,640 children a day. And so it really hit, it started hitting me hard. I'm like, God, a child just died. Yeah. And I just started typing again. And I was doing this tax return. And it's like, you know, a couple seconds later, I was like, another child just died. And so it really was put on me, you know, whether you say God or whatever, I believe in God. You know, some people believe in the universe. But I was like, that's truly what I'm supposed to be doing. And so what I did is I figured out a way to give from my gross income so that it was on a daily basis, I could focus on the impact and not on money. And today we actually, for every dollar that we bring in, we provide a serving of whole food, plant-based nutrition. We're at 2.8 million servings currently. And that's been April of 2018 is when we started that. And we provide nourishment for almost 9,000 children a day, every day. And so, go ahead.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm playing the role of devil's advocate right now. And this is something that I've heard amongst folks, you know, with different mindsets. And I've heard that, how can I make impact if I don't have any money?
Yes. So with us, you know, the more impact we make, the more money we make. Right. I didn't have the money when we first started giving. Like I said, we actually were in the middle of buying. It's cost me about $400,000 to start over with everything that we lost. And, you know, that's been a major issue. And so I was paying a $5,000 a month attorney bill at that point in time, and there was no extra money. And I remember April of 2018, we had about $15,000 that we made that month for our company as a whole. And the check was about $700 or $800. And I wrote a check and I handed it to Sam Castor, the founder of Man of Relief. And I said, you know, if you could wait a week on this check, that'd be great. And you know what happened the next week? We got a $25,000 check from the IRS that I'd been waiting on for 3.5 years. And that kind of shifted everything for me. That just opened my eyes that, you know, that you are provided for if you give. You know, the focus should be on giving and helping other people. And the next month, same thing happened. Like the IRS didn't send us a check the next month, but it was 22,000 servings. It was about $1,300, I think. And we didn't really have the extra money. We'd already spent that on stuff that we needed. And and then what happened is my husband's grandma called out of the blue and said she wanted to have dinner with us. And she gave us a $5,000 check. And she said, you know, here, I want you to have this money. And
it's just abundance everywhere. Yeah. I love it. The cup runneth over.
And then our business just started skyrocketing. You know, I mean, so we went from $15,000 a month to $270,000 a month in 2 years.
For doing good things.
Yes. And I'll tell you the biggest one that really got me is when we started giving to Operation Underground Railroad. That was the second nonprofit that we provide for. And Operation Underground Railroad frees children from sex trafficking. And, you know, right now you can actually buy a child to harvest their organs for 10 grand. And, you know, and so I went to that event. It was a Tony Robbins event. It was his birthday and me and my daughter went, and the amount, you know, they were asking people to give to Operation Underground Railroad. And I just felt led that I was supposed to do that. So we decided together that we were going to give 25 grand and commit to another 25 by the end of the year. And I did that. And, you know, I was like, oh my God, my husband's going to kill me. So, you know, I didn't tell him. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, you know, so I called him the next day and I was like, look, I found another nonprofit that we're going to give to. And he's like, we're already giving enough. I mean, because we're giving 7% off the top, you know, off of our gross income, every dollar we make. And, you know, to some people that is enough. And, you know, I'm like, no, I think we're supposed to give. You know, and I also committed to providing all of the nourishment for all of the children that were freed through sex trafficking, regardless of how many of those kids are, because, you know, if you've got a child who's been trafficked for years and years, they're severely malnourished because they're not allowed to eat and their body's rejecting food and, you know, and they need help and support. So we were committed to doing that. And I told Tim Ballard, the founder, I'm like, look, I don't know how many kids you've got, but I will continue to provide nourishment for them forever. And I connected them to Man of Relief. And And we started shipping product. We've got it in two countries right now. We've got 24 countries left to go to ship product to. And they've got about 4,000 kids that we're going to be providing nourishment for. But when I gave that 25 grand, my husband, I called him and he said, Courtney, like, we don't need to give any more. We're good. And I was like, yep, well, we did. We already did. And he wanted to know how much. And I said, 25 grand. And he hung up on me. And because I obviously didn't tell him about it. And I knew that it was right. So I flew back home and I was like, look, like, God's going to show us that this was what we're supposed to do. And that Monday, that was a Sunday, that Monday, we got $28,300 came into our bank account that Monday. Like, it was the biggest day that we've ever had in the history of OTP Tax. And it was just like, here's your money back plus interest.
You really are a person of conviction.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And when you know, you know. Like, yes. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. It's like there's nothing like when that number comes in, you're like, no, nope, 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 nope. More. We can give more. We can give more.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So we started giving them 6% off the top. Okay. And then another one came along called The Last Whale. And I know I say that wrong for people out there. I know they're not whales in Africa, but there are water whales, which are W-E-L-L-S. And so I always have to spell it because nobody understands what I'm saying with my accent. But The Last Whale, what they've been committed to doing for the last 11 and a half years is to do a border-to-border initiative in a country, the worst country in the world, which was Liberia at the time. And they've gone in and they're putting in water wells in within a 15-minute walking distance of every man, woman, and child in that country. And there's 5.2 million people in that country. They found 1.8 million people that the government didn't even know existed. And they started providing water for them. And we're committed to ending the water issue and spreading the gospel by December 31st of this year. And so I started providing to them. And, you know, one of the things that really got me with them is that by just offering that water, it decreased sex trafficking by 87% in that country because the little girls.
It's all like this. It's all like a domino effect.
Yes.
That's happening right now.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And I connected all three of the nonprofits together now. So we're making such a massive impact and I'm getting other people and teaching them the power of connecting a for-profit to a nonprofit. So you can actually, you know, for-profits are good at making money and that should be their focus and that has to be their focus. And nonprofits are good at changing the world. And so when you find one that's really good and you can connect with them, then it skyrockets everything that you're doing because both of them, like nonprofits indirectly have to focus on money because they have to raise money. And so if you can connect the two together and do what they do best, then you can change the world faster and we can truly eradicate childhood malnutrition. We can eradicate sex trafficking and then we can provide safe drinking water for every human on the planet.
That is incredible. Number one is I'm going to have to slow the middle part down so I can get my taxes in order. But also at the same time, like, it's a win-win situation. And I think a lot of times people will think, okay, well, here's the for-profit and it donates and loses money. But like, what you're talking about is a completely different model of doing good first, service-based first, and everything provides.
Yes.
After that, everything provides. So I'm gonna go into the bonus round with you because you earned it. You earned it. You earned the bonus round here.
I love it.
So. Obviously this is a positive psychology, broadcast. And also at the same time, you're going to be speaking at, TEDx, Ocala. The date is November the 7th.
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be in November the 7th. These tickets are going fast, people. So like, be sure to look out for those tickets. Cause, I bought mine already in advance. So I want to know, Courtney Epps, how you embody joy. And so I'm going to break it down into little pieces so we can get to know you even better. Okay. So joy sounds like, and finish the sentence.
Okay. Well, I'm listening. What does it sound like? So joy to me is waking up every morning and knowing how much good we're doing in the world. And, mm-hmm. you know, one, my business has become a complete addiction for me. Mm-hmm. And because we're doing so much good, like we free up $250,000 a week for people. We're feeding 9,000 children a day, like providing nourishment for them. We're providing safe drinking water for 53 people a day. We are freeing a child from sex trafficking every 3 days. Like the only thing that I know that we need to do that makes me even more joyful is that we need to 10X that. And then we need to 100X it. And that will truly eradicate childhood malnutrition. So joy for me is getting up every single day with a massive purpose and helping other people find that true fulfillment from going from survival to from surviving to thriving. And then serving, like truly, you know, and the last part of, you know, what you just said that my mission statement is to teach more how to save more so that they can have more and live more. But the next thing is giving more. And when you can do that, you truly have fulfillment in life. You know, I love my kids and I want to spend time with them. And, you know, right now they're teenagers. And one of the things that I think people miss is that, you know, they feel guilty for leaving their kids to go to work every single day. And when you're making an impact on the world, like people need you. And my children I'm creating a legacy for them to be able to walk into a business that, I mean, obviously I want them to work, but I'm creating a legacy for them that they can impact massive change every single day of their life. And that's my main focus right now is to create a legacy for them, to be able to spend, you know, amazing, you know, time with them. And I leave Ocala, I'm leaving that TEDx and I'm going to Liberia and I get to meet the president of Liberia and see the last well being put into the ground and ending a water problem that was killing 100 people a day.
Incredible. Not only are you going to go to Liberia, but you have broken the game. You've broken the bonus game because, like, Joe Fern is looking at me right now. He doesn't even know what button to press right now because you broke the game. This is a place where we talk about everything. By the way, we are ranked in terms of spirituality. So, like, this is a bonus question just for you. Your favorite your favorite either spiritual saying or quote from the Bible.
So, I would have, you know, it's crazy. About 3 weeks ago, God woke me up with the woman in the well, which is crazy because I can't say well. And what's even crazier is my son's name is Wells, right? So nobody has understood me for 15 and a half years.
Fantastic.
But it's more along the lines of that whole entire story that you first have to believe. And then you go back and get other people and you bring them back so that they can see it and that they can believe it for themselves. And, that keeps coming back to me is that, you know, he's for you, not against you. And, God really wants you to prosper. And God has been speaking to me a lot in the last couple of weeks. I think that's why I talk so much better lately. I'm like, some of the things that come out of my mouth, I'm like, that is clearly did not come from Courtney. I don't know where that came from. But, it's crazy. Next week, I'm actually getting an honorary doctorate from a Christian university for Amazing. Our philanthropy work. And I'm like, who knew, you know? But it is, God is great. And when he's not even good. He's great. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And when you put your trust and faith in him, than any, you know, the floodgates open. And, you know, when I leave, and I've got to tell you this because I'm super excited about it. When I leave Liberia, I'm then going to Nigeria because we are, our OTB Tax, our company is funding a government-backed clinical trial from a foundation there, and we are ending the suffering for sickle cell disease. And there's 3 million people in that country that suffer from that right now. And so we're actually funding all of the nutrition for those children, because we found that if you can boost a child's immune system, they can fight against almost any sickness and disease. And we're going to use that study, and we're going to share that with the rest of the world. And we're going to show people that we need to be focused on our immune system. And so that's kind of what God told me I was supposed to do. So.
Well, like I said, you're a person of conviction. And when you hear it, you go out and do it, even if you get hung up on every now and then. He'll forgive you. Your husband will forgive you. That's probably why he loves you so much, because you're a person of conviction. Y'all, TEDx is coming to Ocala November the 7th. Courtney Epps is just one of a dozen? Speakers that are coming in, each with their own joy revolutions, each finding it in their heart to do something and make change in the world. All the Instagrams, LinkedIn, YouTube, I have it all in the show notes, so you don't have to worry. Click on that and get involved. On behalf of Courtney, my goodness, I'm swallowing my spit. I'm so excited. for my sake, for your sake, for goodness sake, start your revolution. Enjoy. Thanks so much, Courtney, for coming on. I can't wait to meet you.
I appreciate you having me on. This has been truly amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. I loved every second of it. I'll see you in Ocala.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed the Golden Mike podcast. There's more good stuff coming your way. But until the next episode, let's stay in touch, yes? Find us on Instagram as TheJoyRev. TheJoyRev. Or communicate with like-minded revolutionaries in our Facebook group. Search The Joy Revolution Underground. And of course, don't forget to check out the classes, articles, blogs, and some serious fun at joyrevolution.com. That's joyrevolution.com. Now, until then, what will you do to change history for the better? Let's go out and play, shall we? Press start to begin.